We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season 3, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Before we do Donkey today, I want to tell y'all, too, that, first of all, it's Dropping the Clues Bombs for LL Cool J and The Roots, right?
Absolutely.
That interview will be up on YouTube. And it's, how long is it?
Hour and 30.
Hour and 30 minutes. So, yeah.
Great conversation.
Yes. Donkey today from Wednesday, August 9th, goes to Derek Porter. Now, Derek is a Georgia man, but this incident happened in Panama City Beach, Florida, so it's clearly something in the water in Florida. You spend too much time there, you get hit with that Florida fool gene. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception, okay? Derek Porter, you are a Florida man today. Now, let me start with the headline, courtesy of News Channel 8 Florida, because I love the headlines when they come from Florida, okay? When this Florida foolishness, all the headlines be amazing, okay? First off, the headline reads, Florida. Then it says, man breaks into Florida church, baptizes himself before stealing money. Mm-mm. Let's go to News Channel 8 for the report, please.
Mid-morning manhunt ended today with a Georgia man in custody. Bay County Sheriff's deputies arrested Derek Porter on burglary, criminal mischief, and several drug charges. They say that Porter broke into the Emerald Beach Church of God on Alf Coleman in Panama City Beach this morning. He allegedly used a cinder block to smash a window, which alerted a church employee who fled. Authorities say that Porter caused about $8,000 in damage, took some electronic equipment, and the church money back. Mm. Deputies, Panama City Beach Police, and canine units descended on the church and arrested Porter. They say he had meth and paraphernalia. Porter supposedly claimed that he could not remember what happened inside of the church, at least not most of it, but he did say he remembered baptizing himself in the church's baptism pool, and he claimed something was holding his head under the water. Porter was already free on bond for a burglary in Georgia.
There's so much wrong with this. First of all, using a cinder block to break the church's windows, to break into the church. Now, I know scripture says that God does not live in houses made by human hands, so I'm not going to say the church is God's house, but it is a place of positivity for the most part, a place where people congregate and worship, a place where people go to seek forgiveness and salvation. To break the church's windows may not send you to hell, but damn it, it's sure not creating positive energy in your life either. This sounds like this brother watched First Sunday with Ice Cube and Tracy Morgan one too many times. All right, the church is the place where you go to learn about the most forgiving entity ever, God. Okay, keyword is forgiving. All right, in Derek's mind, he looked at the church to be responsible for giving him money. All right, listen, we know every church collects tithes and offerings and, of course, the building fund that don't really be building anything, but never did we ever think to rob the church. Have we ever thought about taking back our $20, you know what I'm saying, that we put in the collection plate and, you know, putting in a five or a couple ones instead? Yes. Okay, every Sunday we think about that when you give in your offering, but you really pushing God's forgiveness when you take the criminal actions in the church. Now, let's keep in mind that police said they found meth and drug paraphernalia on Derek. So he was probably high out of his mind. And when he tells police that he could not remember what happened during various moments inside the church, it's because he was high. All right, but he does remember baptizing himself in the church's baptistry pool. It's safe to say he was high out of his mind, if that's what he thinks. Okay, see, Porter claims something was holding his head down under the water while in the pool. Derek, let me be the first to tell you that you were experiencing a meth-induced psychosis. All right, hallucination. You weren't being baptized, you were swimming. All right, you took a lap or two in the church's pool. Now, can you baptize yourself? Sure. All right, it's not the pattern laid out in the Bible, nor is it the recommended method of being baptized. However, if you truly understand the purpose of water baptism that is revealed in the Word of God, okay, you can do it, all right? And if you have no one who is able to baptize you at the time, then, of course, you might do it yourself. But don't listen to me, okay, because there's not a Jakes or Roberts in my name, so I could be totally wrong. But I don't think breaking into a church, being high off meth, is the right environment or setting for a baptism. Now, let me tell you something else. Let me tell you where else this man went wrong. And why he's truly getting donkey of the day today. You broke into the church, okay? Send a block to the window. Bang! You caused $8,000 worth of damage to the church. Then you stole all the electronics, TVs, computers, and the church's money bag. That's why you're being charged with burglary of an occupied structure. Now, here's the thing. Your order was off, my brother. Okay, you broke into the church and baptized yourself first and then committed all these sins. If you was going to do it, you should have broken into the church, stole what you wanted to steal, and saved the baptism for last. Because the whole point of baptism is to wash away your sins, correct? What you did is the equivalent of taking a shower and then doing a number two. Okay, you are a different type of human, basically a psychopath, if you shower, then do a number two on purpose. Okay, I understand sometimes, you know, happens. All right, but nobody purposely takes a shower and then does a number two. Just like nobody walks into a church, gets baptized, and then sins on purpose. You might sin after you get baptized, but not on purpose. Like, you have to pick one, Derek. All right, if you're going to break into a church and steal, you have to get baptized at a later date. But you damn sure don't baptize yourself first and then sin. Please give Derek Porter the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Can't prove any of this,
but
I feel like BJ Envy showers and then takes a number two on purpose. What do you think, Ashley?
Is my life
strikes me as the type?
Is that what you're thinking about? Why?
Because the way you looked when I said it.
No.
Yes, when I said it, you looked
like he was unfazed.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, that's not true at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you just asked that question, it seems like
Why don't you just answer the question?
What if I poop? I shower.
Do you shower and then poop on purpose, though?
No.
Okay, just
man, you are a liar, and you've always been a liar.
That is not true.
Okay.
When I poop, I shower.
All right. I'm not judging.
Why are you all in my butt?
I'm not.
Why are you in my butt?
I'm not, nor do I want to be.
Yo, all right. Then why are you asking? BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Mm-mm. Peace, BET. Mm-mm.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season 3, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.